Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, when you've caused Americans to have to pay $1,069 extra a month than they did for, you know, before you took office for basic living expenses, $1,069. I found the statistic from Moody's Analytics and Mark Zandi. Again, mainstream source, Moody's Analytics, not exactly a wild far right operation. $1,069 extra a month cost of inflation. That is bone crushing.
That's another part-time job.
It really is. And a third of seniors, I mean, these are incredible numbers, have had to get a job to pay that. And when you are the party that's been in charge and you have to have a convention, well, you just have to pretend you haven't been in charge. And that's exactly what they did.
Yep. Many.
Here's some, I'm sorry, I hit that too early. This is Bernie Sanders saying, too many Americans are poor. Well, yeah, I mean, $1,069 extra a month. Lee, I don't want to give away too much financial information. That's very close to my mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Okay? A month extra. But they're outraged, man. They are on to the American people are getting poor. And by God, they're going to fix it by pretending they haven't been in control for the last almost 4 years.
Many of our fellow Americans are struggling every day to just get by, to put food on the table, to pay the rent, and to get the health care they need.
He wasn't alone. They must have told them this when they went out on the stage. Because you guys got to pretend that Trump has been in office.
I was just thinking the same thing, that you got to pretend that there's been a Republican in the White House the past 4 years.
Yeah. Right. And the Obamas did a masterful job of that, saying, we want to go back. Well, we do too, to Trump. I mean, it was so much better. 1.4% inflation, historically low. Yeah, it was great.
We do not need four more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse. America's ready for a new chapter.
We love a familiar feeling that's been buried too deep for far too long. Hope is making a comeback.
The crowd chanting back, do something.
Yeah. So anyway.
They have thrown Joe Biden under the bus, over the bus, backed it over him, pulled it up. I mean, they're just running over the poor guy's body. I mean, this is sad, even for Biden.
Did you hear what she said? The crowd chanting, do something.
Yeah, do something. Yeah.
They've been in charge for 4 years. These are their policies. Remember.
Well, they have done something.
But they have. They have wrecked the middle class.
Yep.
Is what they've done. Do something, do something, do something. And the funny part people didn't understand about this, the first 2 years of the Biden administration, they were able to do something, deliver that 9% bone-crushing, poverty-inducing rate of inflation because they controlled Congress. They controlled the House, and Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote in the Senate, and Joe Biden was the president. That's how, by the 2022 midterms, we ended up with 9% inflation. So just pretending they haven't been in charge, and they're there to save the American people from what? From what they did. Yep. It's unbelievable the way they're twisting themselves into a pretzel.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see how the left-wing media is going to respond to this if they do. There'll be a few that'll have to admit, you know, this seems odd, them saying this when the Democrats have been in control for the past 4 years.
Well, it is. And I think they pointed that out pretty well, at least on Fox News. I don't know if you're going to get it in the mainstream media. Kamala Harris, believe it or not, was out there saying the same thing. She is going, this is an incredible thing. She actually said this on the campaign trail yesterday. There's no words.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families. And when I am president, I will bring down the cost of groceries by making sure markets are competitive and fair.
Okay, so dictating prices to grocery suppliers is fair and just.
Well, okay, do it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it a year ago.
Yeah.
Again, by the way, this is her a year ago. July a year ago. So 13 months ago. Promising to lower prices. And it never happened.
President Biden and I will continue to use every tool at our disposal to bring these costs down.
And so our Build Back Better Act will bring down both child care costs and elder care costs. And of course, we are doing everything we can to lower gas prices.
Okay, gas prices have fluctuated, but that's because of market forces. It's not because of anything the Biden administration has done. But the other things she was talking about, every bit of that is false. None of that happened. None of that happened. Everything she mentioned has continued to increase in price. Everything.
29% increase in grocery prices. Again, Mark Zandi, Moody's Analytics, told Fox Business in April, $1,069 a month for a family of four, your average family of four, that's nothing but extras, extra inflation. Every month you pay another $1,100 extra just to cover the cost of inflation. Why? Because they did something that had never been done before in human history. A $2 trillion bill when they took office. So this is above and beyond the budget, okay? But what's different about that bill, it was paid for almost entirely by printing and borrowing. No real money. That is what is different between this administration and everything that's gone before. And then during that 2 years, they proceeded on average every quarter or so to pass another bill or spending something or other beyond the budget that printed another $1 trillion and borrowed it. This idea of we'll have entire $1 trillion bills with nothing but printing and borrowing. That's why the prices are what they are in the grocery store. And notice they're not promising to stop. They're not promising to do the one thing that would actually accomplish what their rhetoric says, which is, you know what? We're not going to print $1 trillion every quarter when we're back in power like we did for the first 2 years when we got to 9% inflation. They're not promising that because that's exactly what they're going to do if they get back in power.
You know, it's amazing. You listen to these things that Kamala Harris has said, and I think it'd be quite efficient for the Republican Party to simply package these statements by what she has said in the past.
Yeah.
Simply point out what it is now, and then say, have Donald Trump say, I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message. Done. And you could do a whole series of those. You could run those for weeks heading up to the final days in the campaign.
And whoever's doing Trump's commercials is doing a masterful job. So hopefully they will. Because all of this misery they're describing, they keep saying, as Bernie Sanders did, oh, the oligarchs don't want you to come out of poverty. The oligarchs don't. What are you talking about? You guys are the oligarchs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Manuel Lopez Obrador, the former president
of Mexico,
of Mexico, said that's the thing about America. Yep. It's not a democracy. It's an oligarchy. And he was absolutely right.
But and Bernie, he should know.
Yeah. So Bernie Sanders pretending the oligarchs have dictated these policies. No, it was the Democrats. I mean, when 80% of Wall Street donations go to the Democrat Party, mm-hmm. there's a reason for that. Only one group of people got rich off the money printing, and it was all of their Wall Street friends, the ones whose mansions are popping up like mushrooms after the rain in the D.C. suburbs, in the Virginia suburb. Those are the only people who got rich off that.
Yeah.
It was a transfer. They transferred. Think about it this way. They transferred it from you when you checked out at the grocery store, that $1,069 extra a month, to Wall Street. That's what they did. That's what printing money does. So for them to talk about oligarchs, wow, that's rich. That's who they serve. That's who got rich off of all this. It's where your money goes. And they know it. Again, this election, one big IQ test, America. Democrats last checked in with Americans in 2022 to see if they had figured out who caused the 9% inflation. When Democrats took the Senate, what they learned from that was that the American people had not figured out why they were poor. And so what? They doubled down. That's what you're going to get. They're going to double, triple, quadruple down again till the printing press catches fire and explodes. That's their economic policy. That's it. It's not hard. It's not hard. So we'll see. And that was only the beginning of the cray-cray from yesterday from the DNC, where they want to talk about everything but their record. I'll have that coming up next.